Hey guys, it's Sarah. Welcome to another episode of the It Ain't It Sis podcast. And I just wanted to dedicate today's episode to everything that is currently happening in America right now. I'm sure you have seen it all over the news and social media. If you haven't, you're living under a rock. But I really wanted to just kind of take a moment to talk about the Black Lives Matter movement and my thoughts on it. And in no way do I kind of want to make this episode about me, but I really just wanted to address this issue and kind of address my own ignorance. And I decided to write a letter because I think for me that was like the most concise way I could say everything. And even if I for some reason don't say everything right, I just want you to know, like, from the bottom of my heart that Black Lives Matter, and it really breaks my heart that so many people are in so much pain at the moment, and I can never possibly fathom living in a world where people judged me based on the color of my skin, but for so many, that is their reality, and it's so terrible that for some reason, we still live in a world where people feel like they can just completely discriminate others just based on the color of their skin. So I don't really want to ramble too much more, but before I do read my letter, I just wanted to say that my DMs are open. You can text me, call me, whatever you would like. And I just want everyone to know from the bottom of my heart that I am with the Black community and that this racism issue that we have in America needs to end. And from the bottom of my heart, I am praying for healing within the Black community. To the people in the Black community, at the time of me writing this letter, it has been well over a week since George Floyd's murder. And as we see the aftermath unfold on the news and social media following this event, many words come to mind. But one word in particular seems to encompass every emotion that is felt during this very moment. And that is heartbroken. Heartbroken over George Floyd. Heartbroken over Breonna Taylor. Heartbroken over Ahmaud Arbery. Heartbroken over the thousands of others who we will never know. Heartbroken that I have unintentionally participated in a system that is so laden with hate. And I acknowledge that my own heartbroken state will never compare to that of the Black community. As a white woman living in America, I have known that I in fact benefit from white privilege. I have always prided myself in being educated about the racial injustices and systematic racism that occurs in this country. I have read books, taken classes, and engaged in conversations with friends about the race issues in America. But in all honesty, I think that is where my story ended in terms of actively advocating for the end of racism in this country. The truth is, I have gone through most of my life thinking that racism was only prevalent in the South or in extremely conservative communities in America. I have always surrounded myself with people who are fairly liberal and forward-thinking in terms of how we viewed race. Growing up, I had friends from all different ethnic backgrounds, and we would often talk about the various inequalities and racist policies that plagued our nation. I thought, like many of my friends, that judging someone based on the color of their skin was a mentality reserved for the elderly or less educated generations of America. But in reality, I grew up in an affluent neighborhood in Phoenix, Arizona, where about 0.87% of people are Black. I really only had one or two Black friends growing up, and when I moved to college, I went to a school where only 2% of the population is Black. I currently live in San Diego, California, where only 6.5% of the population is Black. Quite literally and statistically speaking, I have never been around many Black people in my life. These race issues relating to the Black community have not necessarily been on the forefront of my mind, despite the occasional discussion or ethnic studies course I have taken over the past few years. I went through most of my life thinking that racism had begun to dwindle in America for the millennial and Gen Z generations. And while I can blame my ignorance on my lack of exposure to the painful trials that the Black community face every day, that would simply be a shameful excuse, for my ignorance was my problem and my problem only, and how these past 2 weeks have proven this to be true. I am honestly just embarrassed at how I've lived my entire life with blinders on, never truly questioning, never truly seeking more information, never truly educating myself on why and how America's policies are in fact racist. And that, my friends, is an example of my white privilege. So, as much as I would love to say that I am sorry, I know that that can never be enough. An apology will never undo the centuries of unjust deaths. An apology will never mask the pain that is felt so deeply within a community that is so beaten down. An apology will never bring healing to a community that has been shown so much hate. I am sorry that my sorry will never be enough. And my fear is that white people like myself will just end there. They will read a few articles, listen to a few podcasts, and post some pictures on Instagram about how they think Black Lives Matter. And that is the end. In a few weeks' time, when things begin to die down, they act like this issue is just a trend, just another thing that tragically happened in 2020, a year laden with heartbreak. And I think that's the most heartbreaking thing of all, for this isn't a trend, but an internal reality. People's lives are at stake, and I honestly don't think most white people understand the gravity of the current situation for the Black community. And frankly, to call myself out, I don't think I understand the gravity of the situation. I mean, how could I? I grew up in a society that catered to white people like me, and I cannot even begin to imagine how the Black community might feel about this potential terrifying reality. So what must white people do? We must do better. We must do exponentially better. We must educate ourselves, learn their stories, vote for better leaders, question why things have to be this way, and make a change. And by no means should we put ourselves on a pedestal for doing these things. We are not special, we deserve no applause, and we are simply doing what humans should do, what we should have done so long ago. So to the Black community, though I know my sorry will never be enough, I am sorry. And while I will never understand your lived experience, I want you to know that I am with you. I see you, I hear you, and I love you. Your lives matter. Black lives matter.